For people who have been diagnosed with cancer or who are suspected to have cancer, a common test doctors use to learn more is a so-called liquid biopsy. A sample of blood is taken and tested for cells from a cancerous lump that have broken off and made their way into the bloodstream. These are called circulating tumor cells, or CTCs. These CTCs can tell doctors a great deal about the cancer, which can help them direct better treatments. The problem is, these tests can only sample a small amount of blood at any given time, and often fail to gather many CTCs, which leaves doctors wishing they had more information. But this week, a team from the University of Michigan have come up with a possible solution. I, Ben McAllister, spoke to study author Dr. Daniel Hayes.
We have developed a system that allows us to monitor much larger volumes of blood by taking the blood out of a patient's vein, running it through a device, and then sticking what we didn't want to keep back into the patient. What we've done is make this a very small system so that it's about the size of a pretty large wristwatch. And then what we would do is put an IV into the patient, and the blood would come through the IV line into their little system, collect the CTCs, the circulating tumor cells, and then send the other blood back into the patient.
So why is that better than taking individual blood tests?
It's as if you had a security camera and it took a picture every 20 minutes, as opposed to a security camera that takes a continuous film. And so the picture every 20 minutes would be drawing a blood sample every 20 minutes, and you're going to miss everything in between. Whereas if it were a film camera, you'd see everything going on the whole time. And I think that's a really nice analogy of what we're trying to do here. So the advantage of this is we can analyze much larger volumes of blood as opposed to several blood draws in which you'd have to stick the patient several times over that period of time, and she'd have to keep coming back to the lab to have it done over 2 hours. What we hope to do is to be able to analyze, instead of maybe 10 or 15 mils of blood with a blood draw, analyze hundreds of mils of blood, even perhaps a liter or two over time.
And obviously you don't have to take it out of the patient's body to do that. That's quite ingenious. Would you be able to move around whilst you had the device in, or is it very much you'd have to lie still?
Yeah, that's precisely what we're trying to do, is have this be something you'd wear around, go get a cup of coffee, maybe even go home with it and come back later.
So I understand that you've conducted a preliminary study in an animal model, and I read that you were studying this in dogs. Could you tell us a bit about this dog study?
What we've done is taken human breast cancer cells, stain them with a fluorescent dye, and inject them into otherwise healthy dogs with intact immune systems. And in the meantime, we've hooked them up to our system, and we found that we, in fact, can retrieve cells over a couple of hours in the way that we had hoped it.
That's fantastic. And just to clarify, of course, the dogs are completely healthy. They're not affected by these human cancer cells, right?
Yeah, I want to really emphasize that because all of us have pet dogs. We don't want to do bad things to dogs.
Yeah.
And then we've monitored them for weeks afterwards, and there are no untoward effects at all. We haven't seen anything that looks like an infection. Certainly the cancer cells are all removed within a couple of hours, so we're quite comfortable. And again, we did this under very carefully regulated conditions. We wanted to be sure we did this correctly, so we're quite confident that that's the case.
With this dog test, did you find that you were able to detect circulating tumor cells in the bloodstream more efficiently using your device than if you had just drawn blood in static individual samples?
Every 30 minutes, we drew a regular blood sample from the same dog, and then we saw how many circulating tumor cells we could identify in our usual fashion, and compared that to how many we captured on the chips. Now, it's interesting, the system is built so that we can interchange the chips also about every 30 minutes and keep sterility. And what we found was that in the few mils of blood we could collect from the dog every 30 minutes, got far fewer cells than when we compared to the number of cells we got on the chips, changing the amount every 30 minutes, which makes sense. There were many more mils of blood passing across the chips. That's exactly what we hoped we'd find.
That sounds quite promising. Looking ahead a little bit in towards maybe applications in humans, do you think that this would work for all types of cancer and for all people, or is it more specific?
In the long run, the answer is yeah. We hope everybody. But right now, one of the issues we're limited by is how do we actually pull these CTCs out of the blood? And we use an antibody that's hooked to the chip, and the antibody is against something called an epithelial marker. And so that means we're limited to the kinds of cancers that make that marker. I mean, as an example, a melanoma, which is a skin cancer, doesn't make the same markers that a breast cancer does. So we've set the chips right now to pull breast cancer cells out of the blood, because that's the ones we're using that we inject in. That would not work for melanoma. But melanomas have specific markers, and we can just use a different antibody and collect those.
An amazing new technology, which could improve the way we diagnose and direct treatment for a range of cancers, providing better outcomes for patients with less repetitive blood tests. Dr. Hayes predicts they're 3 to 5 years away from human trials. The article's available now in Nature Communications.